That was Blues Traveler with Runaround. You're waking up with Bell and Dubs in the morning, live on Los Santos Community College Radio.
Oh, I like coffee and tea too, but a nice vodka martini is really my fave.
We've got a monstrous day ahead of us, providing live coverage of the Chesters at Los Santos Golf Club. So let's get right in to the LSCC announcements. Do you like to roll? Dice, that is. Experienced Dungeon Masters are headed for the new Dungeons & Dragons Club. Okay, Bell, just because you don't like D&D doesn't mean you need to be rude. The game starts Friday in Mom's Basement Coffee Shop here on campus.
I don't mind dragons so much, but you're crazy if you think I'm going into any dungeons. I'm scared of the dark.
Groaning is what some have been doing to our beloved Dean Ween on the internet, causing him to lock in on his new anti-trolling campaign. The Dean plans on going live on Life Invader to have a speech with all of you. Students are asked to not mock him, say any mean things, or leave awful comments about his family on the live video feed.
Does this mean I can't be a troll this Halloween? I love those troll dolls. Their hair is wild. I would be so cute if I could have a diamond in my belly button.
DJ Barely Trying is coming to play at Omega Nightclub Saturday evening. Officials are worried about the possibility of zompires, as it will take everything you have to not shake your ass. LSPD has put out a reminder that if you're going to shake your ass, please do so responsibly.
If anyone needs a DD, don't ask me, because I'm going to be out on that dance floor. Need to find myself a new man.
Enjoy the good times while you can, Belle. There's been a change to our mascot. We will no longer be the Blue-Eyed Devils. If you look good in yellow and black, however, now is your time to shine. Effective immediately, we'll be known as the Wasps.
Boy, we're really starting to feel the sting from all these name changes, right?
It's unseasonably chilly out there right now, folks. It's been cloudy and cold since the weekend, and that won't change in the next couple of days. High of 71, low of 69. Bell, what's the word from the Weasel News Desk?
This news update brought to you by Delicious Meteorite Bars. Enjoy pure dark chocolate with a gooey core. We have something from the weird news category today. It's a little early for Halloween, but reports are coming in from everywhere about hordes of people dressed as zombies. Let's go to Amanda Huggenkiss, Weasel News correspondent, live in downtown Vinewood. Amanda?
Belle, the scene out here is utter chaos, as zombies are literally everywhere in sight. Initially, I felt psyched. However, experts agree that this may be the end of the world as we know it. But I feel fine, so far. A few other survivors and I are hiding on the top floor of the Vinewood Plaza Hotel. There's food and water here for at least another week, as long as we can keep the zombies out of the building. Everyone is trying to be as quiet as possible, but I think... Yes, the story is developing further as we speak. I can hear the ladders start to clatter. Belle and Dubs, I know you can't see this in the studio, but I'm looking out the window now, and a few of the zombies have started climbing the hotel's fire escape to find a means of entering the building. Uh-oh, overflow! Save yourself! Unfortunately, it seems as if Mr. Bernstein... Ow, get off me! Another of the survivors in the suite... Ow! He's here with me, has succumbed to the zombie infection, and is now... Ow, attacking me! Yes, he's definitely gnawing in my arms! Ah, ow! Ugh, and someone else is grabbing my... By my head! Ow! Looks like I'm going to have to sign off! Back over to you, Belle and Dubs!
I'm like a zombie and stuff.
Thanks, Amanda. Tune in to Weasel News at the 6 o'clock TV hour to find out if you or a loved one could be carrying the zombie virus without knowing it.
A zombie flash mob? Hey, what year is this?
I know, right? Is it Throwback Thursday or what?
No, but it is time for the listeners to bleat the word thaumaturgy at Bell and Dubs for a chance to win LSCC prize pack.
That word again is thaumaturgy. Thaumaturgy.
Coming up after the break, we're going to join our intern, Jilly Schmaltz, who's covering the Chesters Golf Tournament live at Los Santos Golf Club. But first, here's Waves with Tarantula.
Just a good time.
And we're back. Bell and Dubs in the morning. Our intern Jilly Schmaltz is out at the Chesters. Very big golf shindig happening at the Los Santos Golf Club. Jilly, how's the tournament going?
Everything's great, Bell and Dubs.
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's a gorgeous day out here. Perfect weather for a picnic. This place does need some more trees, though. I'm really not one for golf. It's too boring, you know? It's just a bunch of old dudes smacking balls around.
Shh.
Okay. Sorry. These golf people are so uptight. You'd think I was at a library or something. Anyways, it looks like Chip Hannigan is about to take his turn. He has a stick and is about to hit a ball with it. Whoa! He hit that really hard! I can't even see the ball! There it is! Go get it, Chip!
Shh, they'll hear you.
Okay. Oh my god. So, now another golf guy is taking his turn. Hudson Sinclair is stepping up to the plate. Yeah. Swing and home run! Woo!
Shut up. Can't you see there's zombies all around us?
Oh my god. You don't have to be rude. I don't understand golf etiquette. Anyway, why are you bothering me when that gray-green guy over there is walking right up to that next golf guy taking his turn? Excuse me, ma'am. Could I interview you for the Los Santos Community College Radio? Awesome. What's your name and how long have you been a golf fan? And are you a golfer yourself? Well, I guess you must have a favorite movie about golf then. What's your favorite? Yeah. This is a big year for the Chesters tournament. Who do you think is going to win?
The zombie's about to attack that girl! Ah!
Hey, I was interviewing her.
Well, not anymore. Guess you could say I put a hole in that one. Get it?
No, I don't get it. Why'd you ruin my interview?
She was about to eat your brains.
No, she wasn't. We were having a conversation. Now who the heck am I supposed to talk to?
I'm Jack Thompson, pro golfer. You can ask me a few questions.
I know who you are. She was one of your fans. I think she was just trying to get an autograph. You're a monster. Oh, I guess this interview is over. Let's go back to the studio, Bell and Dubs. And thanks for tuning in to Sporty Fun Sports McSports Happy Time.
Hey, can I get your number?
No.
Well, that was one of the weirdest interviews I've ever heard. The phones are lit up. We better get to answering them. Are you a golf fan? Spot an early trick-or-treater? Zing in.
Ooh, we have a celebrity chef on the phone with us today. Chef Gary owns the world-famous restaurant chain Yummy Lummy. I go to the Los Santos location whenever I can. What's cooking, Chef Gary?
Thanks for the kind words on my restaurant, Bell. I'll make sure I send over some complimentary dinner coupons for you. I'm here visiting Los Santos, working on exciting new recipes. For a new starter, I've developed a new human liver pate, which has been flavored with green peppercorns, and I seal it in the congealed meat fat from sous vide cooked lips. Licking lips takes on a whole new meaning when you try this new starter of mine. It's fantastic. Then there's this new main course. It reminds me of being a boy back in Australia. Mum would cover lamb brains in breadcrumbs and deep fry them. Brains are so good. Deep fried, breaded human brains are really good, especially with a nice white sauce, and I can make a really nice special white sauce for you. So much flavor. So good to eat brains.
Wait, did you say these recipes would contain human brain?
That's right, Belle. At Yummy Lummy, We pride ourselves on creating unique dishes. Brain is considered a delicacy in many cultures, and I think it's very underutilized in today's society. To the north of Australia, back in the old days, in New Guinea, mothers and children would eat human brains. Likewise, human flesh has been a forbidden fruit since the dawn of civilization. We're bringing this to the foreground, and I feel soon there are going to be many more people who will be enjoying this gourmet treat. Brains.
Yes, well, cooking is hard. Bob is calling in online too. Bob, what do you make of all this? Zing in.
Hey, now, you know, what the heck? This is right here why I do not go into town as much as I do. Because I tell you, me, the boy's been watching them golf things on TV now for a couple of weeks, and I've been trying to talk that boy out of it. And I'm like, what the hell? He's watching them people just hitting golf balls around. And he's like, Daddy, will you take me down to the golf match? They're going to be some kind of tournament or something. And I was like, all right, fine. So we load up in the truck. We go down there to San Andreas. And first of all, the traffic is as it usually is, demonstrably stupid. And I get down to the golf tournament place, and we, first of all, they don't even let you park there if you got a pickup truck. They're just like, you can't park here, sir. This is reserved. Like he's some hoity-toity some gun. And I was like, all right, fine. So we found this place out there on the street park. And we was walking back up to the golf club. And I tell you what, out the corner of my eye, I seen one of them weird wolves. And I was like, right here, son. Right here's where it goes. So I went back to shot to the truck, and I got my shotgun out of the back because, you know, we open carry up there in Blaine County. Put it right there in the back of my window, and I just grabbed that shotgun out, and I was like, boy, I hope to God you brought your silver bullets because we always try to keep a few in the truck. And he said, I sure did, Daddy. He reached under the seat, and he pulled them out, and we was going to hunt down that weird wolf because I tell you what, once you get a couple of weird wolves in your house, you can't get rid of them. And these city folks, they don't know what they're dealing with. And he's over hiding behind them on them shaky trees that they got downtown there. And we was going to take a couple of shots at it. Well, it turns out it was just some guy. He looked like he might be Middle Eastern or something. I don't know. But anyway, we went over toward him. And we was looking, and he's like, sir, have you shaved lately? And he didn't speak no English or something. And he just kind of motioned at us. And I looked behind me. And I swear to God, it was the ugliest thing. It had pale skin. Had just drawled out face. And there's little trickles of blood coming down the side. And I said, boy, I tell you what, this is why you don't go to town. You got these goddamn Draculas coming in here. And now you got Draculas and weird wolves. This whole damn place is just ate up. So I went over and I was like, we're going to take down us a Dracula. Because you get one of them, you catch them, they're supposed to take you to their gold or something. So I was going to catch him. And I snuck up behind him and I jumped on him. And to be a Dracula, it was not as strong as what you'd think. And I rode him over, and apparently it was not a Dracula. It was one of them meth boys that they got in town now. And he'd been eating a jelly donut or something, and that was what was coming down the side of his face. And it wasn't blood so much. And the boy said it was jelly, but I was like, God dang it, boy, don't be tasting stuff on people's faces again. But you know how he is. He just always in that tasty mood. And so we was like, all right. So he's like, Daddy, I don't think there's a such thing as no Draculas and weird wolves. And I was like, boy, if your mama hear you say that, she'll beat your tail. So we was walking over there toward the patch again, and I was like, there's got to be some way we can find out how to get in this golf tournament for you, boy. And we was walking up there, and it isn't just a bunch of screaming and carrying on from folks. And I was like, see there, boy, I tell you, this place is probably covered up with weird wolves. Because these golf courses, they look like big old open pastures. And that's what them weird wolves, they love them pastures. Because that's where people keep their sheeps. And you know them sheeps is what them sheep herders. And that's the people that invented golf. So obviously a weird wolf is going to be drawn to a golf course. Especially in a city environment like this urban area has built up to be around the golf course here. So we went on out there. And they wasn't none of them players out on the golf course like what we was expecting to see out there. And there's at least none of them that we, you know, hoping to see at least. There's one guy out there with a club kind of swinging around at people. Y'all stay away from me. I'm an important person. You're something. And I was like, boy, if you don't shut up, I'm going to shove that stick right on up your tailpipe there. And he went on about his own business. But anyway, The boy, he's like, Daddy, I think I hear one of them weird wolves. It wasn't, no. Because what it was is there's another commotion coming down there from what I think was one of them golf areas over there, where that sandy part there. And what it was is there's a couple of Draculas what was hiding in the shadows. Because they, you know, they don't like the sunlight. And I was like, well, if you don't like sunlight, why are you coming out here in this big old field? So anyway, he's crawling around out there. And he looks up, and I see these two Dracula-looking somethings down there. And what it was is apparently it's Dracula mating season. And so they was, doing their thing down there in the sand pit and stuff. And I said, boy, I want you to look right here and know what you're seeing. This here's the dumbest thing you'll ever get to, because you never want to be doing none of that in the sand. Because once that gets up in your cracks and crevices, you ain't going to be able to get that out. It's like sandpaper after a while.
Can you wrap it up?
And I tell you what, I was down for the count for about 6 weeks after that happened last time. And I was like, this is why me and your mama don't never go down to Paleter Bay anymore, because this always happens. All right, well, hey, you know what? It looks like the boy, boy, that ain't a werewolf. Boy, hold on, I'm gonna have to call you. He's got this here, it looks like, somebody's chihuahua's hiding over here. Hold on, I'll call y'all back.
Bob, like I've said so many times before, I don't want to play no games with you tonight.
I don't know why you're always so mean to Bob. He's nice and he calls us all the time.
Because I am a radio professional, and he continually disrupts my show.
Last I checked, it was Bell and Dubs in the morning.
Great. Here we go with this. Let's just move on. Jeff is calling in. Jeff, golf, zing in.
Oh, you gotta help Jeff. Someone came up to Jeff and started biting on him. Oh, please help Jeff. She's biting right into my arm, and she's hurting Jeff. Help! Help Jeff!
Ooh, that sounds painful. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Got time for one more call.
This guy just calls himself Creature?
Yes, thanks for that, Bill. I know how to read. Creature, what's going on out there? Zing in.
Hey, Bill and Dubs. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time. I just have to get this off my chest. I moved here from Black Lagoon, 3 years ago. I love the idea of city life, you know. But living in this pond on the golf course is really starting to drive me nuts. There's always golf balls landing in and around my food. I can't really go to the bathroom in peace. That doesn't even account for all the weirdos walking around aimlessly moaning over the last week or so. I'm really getting tired of it. I was hoping maybe you guys had some advice. I'll take it off the air. Thanks.
Aw, poor guy. Los Santos is a really crazy place. Is it weird? I thought he sounded kind of cute. Maybe you can move into my pool house.
You don't have a pool, much less a pool house.
What do you know? We've known each other for how long and we haven't been to each other's houses?
I have a monster migraine right about now. Belle is turning into a banshee right before my very eyes. Not sure what to do about this. Lots of weird cosplay in Los Santos going on. Must be a comic book convention or something that I'm unaware of. Giant angry babies have consumed the city and are all crying at once about our mascot. I hope they don't melt in this heat. Enough with the groaning already. We get it. Life is difficult. Suck it up. Remember, you can bleed us at Bell and Dubs or text us at 661-214-3038 to get zinged. Here's Blues Traveler with Run Around right here on LSCC Radio. Run around.